And with a first look at what it says in this morning's newspapers, here's Fiona Kelly.
Wealthy countries to pay trillions of euro in COP27 deal. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Times, which reports that consensus was reached in the early hours of yesterday morning following a difficult weekend of negotiations that wealthy states, including the world's biggest carbon emitters, are to make payments to climate vulnerable countries. Kevin O'Sullivan also reports, however, that the climate summit has been condemned for backing down on emissions pledges. For its lead story, the Irish Examiner reports that the number of Ukrainian people seeking accommodation here is expected to top 70,000 by the end of the year. The Irish Independent leads with the line that under new legislation from next month, employers may have to compensate workers with up to 4 weeks' pay if they don't give adequate consideration to their personal situation when dealing with requests for remote working. A new report from the ESRI, which found that Irish 9-year-olds are becoming less active, generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Mail. In 2012, 44% of children in that age group were playing sport almost every day. Now it's just 34%. The incident in which a teenage girl who was sitting in her father's car in Kilkenny City when it was stolen by a man who later died when he crashed the car on Friday afternoon is covered on the front of the Irish Sun. The girl who has special needs was airlifted to University Hospital Waterford, where she underwent surgery and has since been transferred to a Dublin hospital. Dale Fogarty, the man who died when he crashed the car, had a number of previous convictions. There's another Kilkenny-based story in the front of today's Irish Daily Mirror, which reports on the death of farmer Mary O'Shea from Piltown, who died after she was hit by the branch of a tree. Michael O'Toole reports that Mary's dog stayed by her side until her body was found by passers-by. The Irish Daily Star leads today with a story about a house in the village of Drumiskin in County Louth, which was previously owned by a man who was serving a prison sentence in the UK for attempted sexual communications with a teenage girl online, which has just been put up for sale. The arrest of four men following the seizure of weapons and pipe bombs in properties in Belfast related to a PSNI operation into the criminal activity of a UVF gang generates the lead story in the Irish News. Glyn Brown, the first parent to raise the alarm over allegations of abuse of special needs residents at Muckmore Abbey Hospital in Antrim, has withdrawn his support for the official inquiry. That's on the front of the Belfast Telegraph. And finally, yesterday's opening ceremony and match between the host country and Ecuador at the World Cup in Qatar receives lots of coverage today, with many commentators noting the disconnect between the two. In his piece in The Examiner, under the headline, "Money Can Buy the World, but Not a Win," Joe Callaghan writes that the tournament kicked off with a flash, a bang, and then the most underwhelming whimper. While back on the front of the Times, the paper runs with the headline, "Ecuador ruins Qatar's lavish opening night party."